Okay, this is not the song that I thought that it was.
That's just nasty. What are you trying to say?
All I remember of this song from the 80s was, I'm so excited.
Yeah, huh.
And I just can't hide it.
Yeah,
I'm about to lose
control. You're a nasty little boy.
No, that's all I remember of the song. Perfectly innocent, just from being excited.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that kind of excited.
Are you blushing?
Well,
He's blushing.
It's very embarrassing.
He's embarrassing. He's embarrassed. He didn't know.
I apologize. I did not issue a...
Oh. You didn't...
Didn't
ready?
Call. It didn't.
You have to issue a Wilkerson alert.
I have to issue a Wilkerson. It's too late now. Everybody's all hitting their kids' heads and turned off the radio. Wow. Well then.
Alrighty then.
I don't think there's any way to just. We're just gonna have to start the show and just deal with it, I guess.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face and I got a two blind squirrel.
Makes me wonder about what Helen hears.
Uh-huh.
So, because I guess if you don't understand it, you just don't hear it?
You don't know what it means, so you don't know what it means. I mean, I didn't know what it meant.
Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Well, today's show, the star of the show, is going to be you, because we're going to take your calls, and you've been prolific. You're like burning up the K7 line, I'm telling you.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
If you would like to participate in a show, you may leave your beautiful voice on 206-350-6956. Try to keep your comments to about a minute, and... we'll play them on the show.
Yes, we will. Hey, you know what?
Yes.
You could like make a list of all the songs
yes.
that you didn't know what they meant, that you know what they mean now.
Yes.
Like from growing up.
And do what with it? Because we couldn't play them on the show.
Well, it'd be funny just to know songs. Like people, tell me a song you didn't know what it meant. I mean, we don't have to get all the, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of songs out there I had no idea. And then I remember listening to it again, like back when 80s music became real popular again after like in the... mid-90s and like early 2000s when they started playing it a lot and they had like all 80s all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I was all, you know, because it had been removed from it for so long. And I would hear a song, oh my gosh, I didn't know it meant that. I did that a lot. I'd go,
it's not even,
I had no idea.
I didn't know that it meant that. It's that I didn't hear.
Yeah, I didn't even know that it said that.
Like, you know, You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. I would sing it and jam
out.
I wasn't thinking
anything. You never even thought about it at all.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't think I had a single thought in my head till I turned 20. Just walking through life.
La da 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 da.
Pour some sugar on me, baby. You know.
You thought that meant kissing.
I did. John Mellencamp, Hurt So Good.
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess if I did think about it, I think I did think about it because but even when I started thinking about it.
It didn't go that
long. It was so ignorant. It was like love hurts. You know,
well, you're
love
ignorant
is
to
painful.
All that. Yeah,
you know,
which
love
is good.
Love is painful. If you love so much, if you love somebody really a lot, it'll hurt. It kind of hurts inside. That's kind of what I got. Never got the whips and chains business. Never even entered my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I didn't even know what Bobby Brooks were, so I didn't know what her what is it?
Slip off her Bobby Brooks slacks.
Dribble off
those Bobby Brooks slacks, and yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I had no idea. I'm like, what? What is that? See, there you go. I didn't know what that meant.
Didn't know.
Whatever. So see, there's all kinds of them out there. Sick. Well, that's why we're all such a sick and twisted generation. We've had all that
sick
stuff drilled
twisted.
Into our head.
You're sick and twisted and perverted, all of you. Thanks, Grandpa. So.
Okay, you going to play us some calls?
Oh,
some rants?
Yeah. I reckon.
Okay, well, don't reckon. Just do it.
Okay. All right, let's see what... this is from Scott Roche. Let's see what he has to say.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Scott Roche of SpiritualTramp.com and ArchangelNovel.com.
Which, Faith is a star. She reads for the character of Maria.
Moira. Only, see, I can't do her voice now because I'm all snotted up. But.
Yes.
She's very cold and removed.
Yes.
She's very not emotional.
Yes.
It's fun to do that.
And we had a debate because Scott Roche wrote the word peckish that she said, I'm feeling a little peckish.
Oh, sorry. She was hungry because she just cast a spell.
And so Faith read it peckish because
I thought he'd had typed it wrong.
The typo. But he's an author. He doesn't have typos. And so she...
And so he said, you need to redo that. It's peckish. I'm like, peckish is not a word.
So I had to look it up.
So
I
had to look it up and tell me.
I'm like, just read it. He said, say peckish. Say peckish.
I don't want to say it. I don't like that word. It doesn't sound good.
So then I had to look it up.
And it did. It meant
hungry.
Hungry. There you have it. Found a new word. Didn't know what it meant.
I don't think.
So there you go, Scott. Sorry, I didn't.
But here's my problem. I don't think Moira. Yeah. I don't think she would use the word peckish.
I don't either.
Because I don't think she knows what it means.
I doubt it. She's too hard cold.
So there you go, Scott. Sorry.
And yes, I am certainly studying the ways of the Jesus geek. Of course, studying the ways of the Jesus comes first, but I am definitely a student of Mr. Wilkerson's when it comes to self-promotion. So
that's what I thought when he first started. I thought, we should be listening to John too long. Starting out like that.
Nothing good can come of calling yourself a disciple of John. Okay. I think Jesus came against that.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
So.
I really enjoyed your latest show, Therefore I Am. And I just wanted to say that.
That was when Buford came in and he'd been taking philosophy.
Oh, Lord.
Remember that?
Yes. Ugh. See, I blocked those out.
And he pooted, and the lady next to him said, oh, my Lord. He said, therefore, I pooted, therefore I am. Yeah, okay.
That more of Faith, less of Brad would probably be a good thing.
I'm hurt inside.
She hurt. Rocks, and... while you don't rock, you also don't have the properties of a vacuum. I don't think you can say the S word on your show. So I also wanted to say that it is evident that, just as you said, that my wife is obviously the brains of our pairing, that it is obvious to me that Faith is the genius behind the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. And...
You know, I hated the Lucille Ball show. I just want you to know that.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
You loved I Love Lucy.
I loved I Love Lucy.
Oh, but the Lucille Ball
show. I hated the
Lucille. What was wrong with that? Because there was no goofy.
Because there was no Ricky.
Yeah. It wasn't the same. So, what's that supposed to mean?
Sonny and Cher were better with Sonny.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
He's not saying that it's not. Brad and Faith, Faith and Brad. Brad and Faith, Faith
I'm
and
losing
Brad.
Billing now?
No, sometimes it's Brad and Faith, and other times it's Faith and Brad.
This call's not going well.
I really enjoy what you guys do, really enjoy the community, and I'm looking forward to building that community further. And
No, I'm sorry. You're kicked out.
Helping everybody in our...
I'm changing your password as we speak.
...circle of podcasters and bloggers... to get the gospel out there in our various ways. So see you guys around the internet. God bless. Bye.
Yep. It's actually a secret organization called the New Media Coalition, the Christian New Media Coalition.
Ooh.
Secret organization. Nobody knows about it.
Ooh, it's like Skull and Bones.
No, it's not like Skull and Bones.
It's a secret organization. Well, that's what you said. It's a secret organization.
But it's not like Skull and Bones. We don't sit in a coffin naked and tell stories.
You don't know if that's what they do. You've never been there.
Well, and I can't didn't tell mean you it if like I you... had.
And it, well, I didn't mean it like it was like it. I meant it that it was secret, like it was secret.
There you go. Genius of the operation.
Shut up. I can't say that S word. Shut up.
Brad and Faith, it's Jason from Western Pennsylvania, the Raging Asian. I'm just calling to say I just listened to the American Girl Doll show. And as the father of two young girls, I feel your pain, and I totally, extremely, and wholeheartedly agree with you, Brad. This is a money pit.
Yes.
For us as fathers, are these dolls.
Yes.
It's a racket. It is. Yes. I mean, not only do you buy the dolls, but you got to buy the clothes. And then you gotta buy the accessories.
You can't have naked
and
dolls running around.
You gotta buy like a little stroller, the little bassinets, and the little car seat. And it's just, they just get you with the doll.
So we're sitting in a supper the other night. Helen brings the American Girl doll. What's her name?
Her name is Bella.
Bella. You know what? I think it's a sin to name an inanimate object.
It is not.
Isn't that like an idol?
It is not.
So anyway, she brings Bella to supper table, and she says, "Daddy, they have Bella doesn't have a place to sit. They have little chairs that she could sit in. They sell them at the American Girl doll store. Yes, honey, I'm very aware of that. Do you think possibly you could get Bella one? Now, she didn't ask for one for herself. You see, she positioned it unselfishly to say, "Do you think we could get Bella one?"
Well, but she really thinks Bella needs the chair.
See, it's a sin.
Because she told me today, she said, "Mommy," she asked me to fix her hair. "Would you braid her hair?" And so I braided it for her. And she said, "Oh, I have a bun." I did put a bun in Helen's hair for church today. And she said, "I want Bella to have." So I put it in a bun like Helen's. Mm-hmm. And when she said something about her sleeping and that she needed to go to sleep or something. I said, "Well, you'll have to make sure you remember to put that on your Christmas list because she wants a bed at the American Girl doll store for Bella."
She has a baby bed.
That's for Annabelle.
No.
That's for the baby.
No, I can't afford to buy beds for every doll in town, okay?
No, it's like a day bed. It's real cute. Anyway, she says,
"This isn't a bed and breakfast for dolls."
I said, "You need to put it on your grocery Christmas list." And she said, "Mommy, Bella heard that."
My.
See, so she's a separate entity.
Mm-hmm. I just don't agree with this at all. I don't agree with having this whole thing.
You know why? Because you're cheap.
I completely agree with this. This is just ridiculous.
I didn't ask you.
This is ridiculous. My little nephew, same way.
He's a boy. What is he doing with American Girl doll?
He didn't have American Girl doll. He's got one of them G.I. Joe fellers.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with G.I. Joe? Brad had those when he was a kid.
I did have those.
Ain't nothing wrong with them. But I'm just saying he acts like G.I. Joe's a real person. That's all.
Oh. Did you think they were real, Brad?
No, I don't think I ever pretended they were. I mean, you know, we had pretend games, but I didn't pretend they were actually real. I had an imagination.
Until you bought Jay a G.I. Joe doll.
Pretend like that he was real either. I just wanted Jay to play with the American girl, them being the American boy doll, because he was playing with Barbie dolls. And
you're
I wanted him to play with the G.I. Joe.
About a 2-year-old just because he was doing what Helen was doing.
Right.
But you played with the G.I. Joe more than he did.
I like G.I. Joe.
I had pictures with Brad going.
I was trying to get him interested. If he saw that I thought it was cool, maybe he'd play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't understand. When I was a kid, I was just like any other kid, and I had my G.I. Joe. Well, I didn't have G.I. Joe. I had little green army men.
Yeah, the little ones.
I had those little green army men. I had them set up all in a battle and everything like that. Perfectly fine.
Did you have khaki ones or just green?
We lived in the country. Green.
Well, you have to have the khaki ones, too, so that you can have battle. You know, you have both sides.
No, the lines were dull. You had to know.
Had to know.
Okay. And then, yeah. And we lived out in the country, so I didn't have anybody to play the other side.
Oh, okay.
So I had to have an imaginary friend playing the other side.
Is that what happened to you?
What do you mean what happened to me? It was perfectly fine. I had an imaginary friend on the other side, and he played with his, and I played with mine.
Oh, okay.
We got along. We never fought or anything.
Oh, well, that's good. That would have been, that'd have been troubled.
I still talk to him from time to time.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Or Dwayne?
Dwayne. Would you like to meet him?
No.
I can call him in here.
Oh, please, no. I can't take any more personalities. I got Grandpa chasing me around with a cane. He's a dirty old man. I got Buford making a mess in my backyard.
Don't talk to me like I'm standing right in front of you. By golly, hey, them goats making a mess ain't me.
They're your goats, aren't they? That's, it's your mess.
Yeah, you know, but.
But what? You know what you should do?
They keep the yard
mowed. You should join 4-H, and you should.
They kicked me out.
They kicked you out?
Yeah, I was a member until I was 12.
Uh-huh.
They kicked me out.
Why?
Because I barbecued my project.
You're not supposed to eat the animals. You're supposed to raise them.
I got hungry.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. I ate mine and I ate Billy's.
You ate Billy's goat?
No, no. It was a chicken.
Oh. Oh, well, that's okay. It's a prize chicken? Isn't that what you're supposed to do after they win a prize?
Yeah, it was a prize show chicken.
There was a picture. Hey,
tasted
Brad.
Good, though.
Did you see that picture at Pizza Inn of the livestock? I'm talking to you, Brad.
Sorry. Yes.
Livestock. Did you see that picture by the drinks at Pizza Inn?
Yeah.
Of the boy. Was that a sheep?
I don't remember.
It had a black head but white body.
Yeah, sheep can do that.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I'm not sure,
well,
sure not, about
like
that.
Dark. They're not really black. But really
it was
dark.
Black, and it was the most. Yeah. It was the prettiest.
Have you ever heard of Baba Black Sheep?
Yeah. Okay, you're right. It was the prettiest sheep. Yes. Sheep.
Sheep.
How do you?
I don't know. You got to be careful though.
It was the prettiest one I'd ever seen
in
that picture.
The singular of sheep is sheep eye. I'm just kidding.
I was.
She was processing.
No, that. I wasn't. I was gonna say, never mind. Anyway, so but it was a pretty sheep.
Okay.
Hey, I think I hear Dwayne call me. I gotta go.
Unlike Buford's, that are not.
His are goats, not sheep.
Well, he had sheep.
He had sheep.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah,
remember
the house
he
sheep.
Had sheep that, mm-hmm. that John hired him to shear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Carbon.
Yeah, that whole debacle.
Jesus geeked out.
That didn't work. What do you do with those sheep?
I guess they're on the back 40. I think the sheep are on the back 40.
Mm,
he keeps the goats up by his house. He likes them.
He's way too attached to those goats.
I know it. Okay. The ones he doesn't eat.
Weren't we talking to somebody? Wasn't somebody talking?
Yes, Jason was talking to us.
Oh, and then he just suck you in. It's like, it's a black hole for your money. You just stick your money out there and it just sucks it out. We recently went to New York City, my wife and
very
I,
true.
And
very true.
We went past. We did not stop in. We resisted
smart
the temptation
very smart
to go
man.
Past the American Girl store that is in New York City. And
you can lose money just by driving past.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen is, this is how suckage they are. This is how, you know, you stick out your money,
yeah.
They just suck it up. This is how well they've designed this thing. You just drive past, all of a sudden, your daughter thinks of something that she saw 20 months ago and wants. And then, you know, I'm just saying, even driving past, you can lose money. Or your wife thinks, we should get her that for Christmas. Just driving past is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You can just see the look on every father's face as they walk into that store. I watched for.
I couldn't see the look on even father's face because they were all down. All their heads were slumped over. You know, I was the only father in there. I looked around.
No, you weren't. There was another guy in there with his daughter. I saw him.
He wasn't, no.
Yeah, he was with his daughter.
No.
Yeah, he was.
They must have killed him because I didn't see him after a while. I didn't see him.
He was there.
They must have dragged him in the back and killed
mm-hmm.
him. That's what they do with dads in there.
They do.
They drag you in the back and they take all your money and make you like write a check for a big amount of money and then they just mm-hmm. process what's left of you.
Oh, okay.
To make more girls. That's what they're made out of. American Girl dolls are stuffed
with dads.
With little bits of dad. Yeah.
For a good 2 minutes, and it just was a...
Like some kind of Nazi organization.
It just was ridiculous. The look on their face was just said it all, that they just had tired head, and they just could not.
He used the word tired head. It's my word.
Oh, no.
Believe that they were walking into that store to pay over $100 for a doll. For a doll, folks. It's for a doll. But
he's just taking that in.
Great father that I am. I happen to get these things for my children.
There you go.
See? That's the way it goes.
Even though you know it's a racket. Even though you know they're processing dads in the back to make these things. Even though you know they're evil. You still buy them.
Yep.
Why? Because we're sheep. We are house sheep. And we have been told you have to buy these for your daughter or you're not a good daddy. And so we buy them. Either that or you end up like Wilkerson, who doesn't buy them because he's got like 1,700 kids and can't afford to buy them. But then you end up like him and you don't want that.
No.
No. You don't want to be a Wilkerson. So you end up buying them so you don't end up a Wilkerson. And then, there you go. Make them rich and you're poor. And for what? $100 doll.
There you have it.
Because I just have given in to the propaganda.
Look at him. Do you listen to him? He's trying to process. He's like, I don't even know
why
I've done this. He's like trying to.
Yes, as he's talking.
He's so disturbed. This has caused a spiritual dilemma in his life.
Mm-hmm. It sucked me in, but I do agree with you. I always have buyer's remorse afterwards. So thank you for broadcasting that and letting your opinion know, and know that there is a group of fathers that are wholeheartedly behind you. Okay, I know I'm over the 60 seconds or whatnot. So, have a great day. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Talk fathers against Bye. American Girl dolls.
Yes, fads. No, wait a minute. There's a G in there. Fags. I'm going to start a new organization called the Fags. Fathers Against American Girl Dolls. FAAGDS. Faggids. So if you would like to join the faggids, please send me an email at comments@twoblindsquirrels.com. We'll have faggids meetings where we discuss how to do away with them. So there you go. Thanks. And I'm sure Jason will be dying to join the faggots with me. And we'll go from there.
Oh, boy.
I'll make him treasure.
Greetings. It's Mr. Hendricks here.
Hey, it's Hendricks with the accent. He went to Ukraine on a mission trip.
Who's Hendricks?
Oh, man. You know Hendricks. Hendricks has been a member of the community since long. I mean, he was one of the first ones, like with Missy and Charlie and Tim. And he hasn't been very he's active in his own ministry over there. He's got a lot of things going on over there, but he hasn't been very active.
He's in Ukraine?
No, he's in the United States, but he went to the Ukraine on a mission trip.
I can't.
So isn't that exciting?
Yeah, but what does he do here?
Where?
In the United States.
He doesn't.
Oh.
He's in the UK.
You said he was here.
No, he's in the UK.
Oh, I thought you said. Okay, I'm sorry.
Genius of the operation there.
I didn't hear you. I was messing with the
just
phone.
To confirm the fact.
Okay, what are you supposed to be doing during the podcast?
Shut up. Oh.
You people hear this? Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Hendricks.
Is it just a northern thing? Because whenever I say that, people don't like that word down here. They don't like shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's a... I mean, I don't know. A lot of people may disagree with me, but I think my family uses it with love. We do. My dad will say, shut up.
We don't say it.
But I say it, and you say it to me, and I say it to you.
Only in jest.
Well, right. But I'm not being mean to anybody.
You don't let Helen say it.
No, but I wouldn't be mad at her if she did, was being funny about it.
Okay, here we go.
Mr. Hendricks here. Just calling to confirm the fact that Ukraine actually is in Europe and it's Eastern Europe. I, of course, have just come back from there. Thank you to everyone who prayed. It was great. This is actually first trip where no one got sick on the trip.
Oh.
So thank you everyone again for praying. Your prayers are more valuable than you'll ever know. And yeah, good. Basically, cheers. Bye.
No report. Well, he has a report. It's out there.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was going to give us a mini report or tell
Cheers,
us where it's
bye.
At. Here's my. But anyway, yeah, go read that. That's good. Okay, let's see here. We have Alvin who called and left a 10-minute and 57-second message.
Gosh, that's only for Fridays.
We're going to skip that.
Yeah. That's Friday only.
Good grief.
He talked to himself for 10 minutes.
And then we have 5 messages from John Wilkerson.
Oh, Lord. Okay. We'll clip them out there.
So let me see which one was.
His are usually short and sweet.
Yeah, they're all short. I'm trying to figure out.
Is he screaming at us in them? Is he reporting us to some agency?
There's no telling.
It's a drive-by screaming. That's
what
he does.
Hey, Brent, John here from the Jesus Geek Podcast, and I just wanted to call and comment on the comment that you made about the time travel episode that the Jesus Geek
did.
And I just wanted to comment and say, well, first of all, I'm not a 100% diehard Calvinist. I would say I'm a 4.5-point Calvinist. But I would say this. I would say that time travel, I'm in a car wash, by the way, which is why you're hearing all these funny noises.
Interesting.
I would say that time travel does not disprove Calvinism because God can preordain the time travel to the past.
No, he can't.
And therefore, by preordaining that, any changes that occur still happen on the same timeline. See, God exists outside of time, so he can make a determination on whether or not someone traveling.
Why does we have this inception here that whenever we get into the we
you
only
mean
hear
inception.
What I say?
Inception.
Ooh, no, we don't have an inception. I had an inception once. I'd put salve on it. We have this thing where we always bring up the word God is outside of time. Whenever we talk about predestination, and it's the only time
it's
it gets mentioned.
Very convenient.
Yes, it's very convenient. God predestines us, and that is the only time in the Bible that that is said. I mean, God predestines us. God, we the elect, and us who have been predestined, brought up by Paul. So, when you start making it one of your 5 pillars, I don't know about all that. I'm not saying that it's not true, but I'm not saying that he predestines everything. He may have everything in flux all the time. I'm not saying he's not in control of it all. He's not sovereign. He is sovereign over it all. That doesn't mean that he knows what's going to happen. God may not know exactly what's going to happen 10 years from now because he may not have worked it all out yet. I mean, I don't know. Is that sacrilegious? I'm just saying that he's still sovereign over everything, and he's going to work everything for good just like he promised.
Right.
But a lot of that may depend on
what we do.
What we do. I don't know.
But he knows what we're going to do.
He has predestined the elect to be elect.
Well, but see, like in the Old Testament, a lot of things happened because of choices that the people made. But he knew all that was going to happen, but that wasn't his original plan. But that wasn't his original plan.
Yeah.
But he had to adjust per decisions that were made,
well,
correct?
Let's let Wilkerson finish his point.
Isn't that right? Isn't that what you're saying?
I think
that he adjusts per our decisions?
Maybe. I don't know. The answer to that question is I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's finish Wilkerson's point.
In the past makes a change or not. So you really don't alter time. You actually do what God preordained you to do. Hope that scrambled your brains, and keep up the great work. This message is brought to you by JesusGeek.info.
The problem, though, is if you follow that line of thinking.
What line of thinking?
What he just said.
Yeah.
That you're doing what God predestines you to do.
Okay.
It would then negate you from going back into the past, because if you went back into the past, you would have to you'd have to do again what the Lord predestined you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make any sense. You can't do what the Lord predestined you to do two different ways. So essentially, if you're going back in the past and you change anything, even your presence there would change something, then you're saying that the first timeline was not predestined, and you do have two timelines. So there, it's impossible to... It's impossible. Einstein actually never theorized going back in time. I mean, he didn't really broach the subject at all, but all he did was say that you could go forward in time.
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah.
And we've proven that with the astronauts and everything. They've proven that they actually travel into...
Right.
Future.
Well,
or they travel at a different... Actually, what they're actually doing is traveling at a different time. Time slows down as you reach a certain speed. So they're traveling at a different time element than we are. They're not actually jumping into the future.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Okay. You're just going to stare at me?
No, I'm just... Don't want to get into the rest of that whole business with the whole Calvinistic thing, because I appreciate Calvinism for God's sovereignty of God, but Calvinism, to me, it leaves the Bible behind and makes some assumptions based on biblical principles. And again, I'll bring up the doctrine of rejection. The doctrine of rejection is in the Bible. Calvinists teach you cannot reject God because grace is irresistible. But the Bible
teaches,
that's
not what the Bible says.
You can reject Christ, mm-hmm. and you can reject God, and it shows and it teaches it over and over and over again. So it's not just one time in the Bible. So there you go. I just have problems.
Oh, that's interesting.
With that.
Well, you know, in 1 Peter 2, where it talks about, you know, the cornerstone, the stone that the builders rejected,
yes.
Right? You know, from Psalm
118. Yes.
Okay. So, but then it says, you know, and then you go to the story, and where is it? In John, where he talks about the owner of the vineyard and mm-hmm. how God's the owner and the Jews are the what you call it, the farmer, the owners are the not the owners but the farmers, and then the prophets, God sends the prophets to come, the workers to come, and you know, because they're beating them up and blah 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 blah. Anyway, okay, everybody know the story?
No, not from that.
The story of the vineyard.
Take your time and give us the story.
Okay.
But you know what? You need to wait because we're already at 32 minutes. So let's just stop the show at this point, and we'll pick up right here tomorrow for part two. And because I really am interested to hear what you have to say.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.